希望大家都有一个很好的这个假期啊，在这个新年的第一个主日，我们来敬拜上帝。 这一首诗歌应该大家都很熟了，那我们就一起大声来唱吧。
想到是年度的目标，一直到上星期的时候突然想起来是联合崇拜，那么就跟师母说为我祷告，把我的思想要从中文换到英文去。This is a simple Bible verse from the book of Philippians.
这是一个菲利比书的一个长非常熟悉的一个经文。
Actually, it mentioned about goals and objectives in this Bible verse.
它提到了我们的目标和我们的或者是我们的目的。
Goals and objectives are very important, especially periodical goal has to be reset. Periodical goals are important.
我们在生活当中，我们的那个阶段性的这样子的一个目标和目的是非常重要的。
We set our goal from time to time.
我们要经常在时不时的要给我们设定一个一个时期的一个目标。
That's why our church has annual theme and personal goal at each year.
这也是为什么我们的 church 会有我们的教会要有一个每年的一个设定的一个目标。
Paul also has his personal goal.
保罗也有他个人的也有一个他个人的一个目标。
And that's how he get a lifetime, lifelong success.
这也就是为什么他可以他可以得到他的一生的这样子的一个成功。
Reading from this Bible verse, we understand how he achieved the success.
我们这样子的一个经文也告诉了我们他是如何得到他的这样子的一个一生的他的成功的。
He mentioned here, I press on toward the goal to win the prize of which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. 这是实际。
向着标杆直跑，要得神在耶稣基督里从上面召我来的奖赏。
But now let's just focus on one phrase of this Bible verse.
现在让我们关注在这样子的一个经文。
And this is a small, short phrase, very obvious, is the key elements of his success.
这是一个他最明显的和最也很重要的一个他的成功的一个这样子一个经文。
Press on.
我们要竭力的去追求。
Press on toward the goal.
要竭力的向着我们的标杆直跑。
In fact, in this complete chapter of Philippians chapter 3, it recorded his elements of success.
在这样的一个腓立比书的第三章，他主要这整个第三章都在解释他的他是如何的得到他的就是竭力的去追求他的目标，然后得到他的成功。
We can see it from this chapter at least three, at least four elements for his success.
我们他在这样子的他保罗给了我们这个四个方面的一个如何我们可以从保罗身上学到这样子的四个方面。
That's we have to investigate into this verse. Why and what is behind this statement of pressing on? I will try to cut short. We have to understand what's behind this statement.
我们要明白在这样的一个经文背后的他的意思。
How did achieve his success in this his lifelong goal?
他是如何达到他这样的一个人生的这样子一个目标，人生目标的这样子一个成功
？Not only behind the statement, but we also have to learn.How did benefit how we learn from this statement?
不仅是不仅是在这样子一个对 Paul 而言在这个经文的背后的这样子的意思，而且从今天来我们要学到他的从这个宣言里学到从保罗身上学到的一些东西。
That's very good. Yeah.And then we have four elements from what we have mentioned behind the statement.
Yeah, 我们要学到从保罗这样子的一个宣言背后的他的要我们所学到的一些。
There's four areas that we can learn from him.
有四个方面我们可以从他这儿学到。
What is more, not that to be one thing I do win the prize.
不但如此，第二个是这不是说。只有一件事，然后还有要得到奖赏。
So it's all distributed in this chapter 3, like verse 8, 12, 13, 14.
这就是这样，这几个经节，三章八节、十二节、十三节和十四节，所告诉我们的。
From here, these four elements, we can learn what's behind. 在背后。
在它背后，我们所要了解的。在这个经文背后，我们所要了解的。
What is more? What is saying?
就是不但如此，是说让我们要看看他的上文。
Yeah, we have to look through the context. And the second thing, the not that to be is not I have already.
这不是说是指我不是说我自以为是的以为我已经得到了什么。
One thing I do, what's that one thing?
只有这一件事的是保罗在这边来提到的说。我要做的这样子的一件事情。
And you also mentioned in Hebrews chapter 12 that we can compare the two verses.
我们也可以对照希伯来书十二章一节的十二章一节的一些的经文来看这个。
Win the prize looks like his motivation.
要得到奖赏，这个是看到了他的
动机。
他的动机。
But and then we can compare with First Corinthians.Chapter 9, verse
25. 也这样子我们可以对照着林哥林多前书九章二十五节来看。
Okay, let's study it one after another.
我们接下来我们一个一个来看。
It says, not what is more.
第一个就是不但如此。
Paul has a very good background.
保罗有非常好的这样子一个背景。
There's two things we can see from that.
大约有就是有两个方面我们可以看到。
In this passage, in chapter 3, we can see the subjective condition that he has and also the objective efforts that he put on his life.
在第三章我们可以看到对保罗而言他的主观的条件和他的在客观方面的他的一些努力。
For people, we always easily to stress and emphasize what I have achieved.
对于人们而言，我们总是想去强调说我们做了什么，然后让我们有现在的这样子的一个成就。
And we don't want people to forget who am I.
我们就不想让人们忘记我是谁。
Paul has his subjective condition.
保罗有他很好的这样一个主观的条件。
In this chapter, if you look into it, it says, I am the more than better than other people.
保罗在这儿提到说，我应该，保罗说我是比其他人要有更好的条件的。
In the verse 2, it says, watch out for those dogs.
在第二节他说要防备犬类。
And then he said, compared with them, I'm better than them because for them, they emphasize the law. Yeah. This is over my script.
Sorry, I did.
Well, Paul mentioned those dogs means that those people, they emphasize the keeping the law, the Old Testament law.
Okay, 那个保罗提到的这些犬类是指那些就是一直强调自己的在旧约里面一直强调说自己的这样子的一个成功的这样子。
But he mentioned that I got circumcised on my eighth day.
对那些他提到那些受割礼的然后。
He said, I am circumcised. I was circumcised on my eighth day, according to law.
保罗提到说他在第八天就受了割礼。
That's why he said, what is more, that I have more than you, than those people that criticize him.
这也就是他为什么提到说我在这方面有更比其他人而言我有更好的更多的优势。
That's his subjective condition.
这就是他的主观的条件。
But then also to mention about his objective effort.
他也提到说他在他客观上他的一些努力。
In verse 6 it says, my zeal in linguistic righteousness.
他也提到说他的热心和就是热心和逼迫教会。
Mm-hmm. So he said,I am more than you. I am better than you.
他提到说，我是比其他的，
就是 yeah.
Yeah,
the Pharisees and the
哦，他是说我是比其他的以色列人要 他提到说我是比其他的法利赛人要有更多的更好的优势。
So that is also in balance of what am I? Who am I? I'm sorry. Who am I?
他就是在这儿提到说我是一个什么样子的人。
And what have I done? What have I achieved?
就是我做了什么？我已经达到了一个什么样子的一个成绩。
This is also a trap that we ourselves easily do.Fell into. It's a trap that we will get into.
这是这样子一个陷阱的，我们就是很容易陷入到的一个陷阱里。
But Paul said, "Is this good enough?"
保罗提到说，这样子是足够好的吗
？So the following the it says, "Not that to be."
他这儿提到说，这不是说就是这不是说怎么怎么样的。
我已经得着了。And in verse 12, it says, not that I have already obtained. Verse 12.
Okay, 在十二节中，他就说，这不是说我已经得着了。
So there's something already obtained.
不是一些我已经得着的。
Actually, Paul has obtained those subjective and objective conditions that he owned.
不是在于保罗所得到的这种客观上和主观上已经得到的。
So he put the big question mark on there.
所以他在这儿提到一个很重要的一个问题。
His question mark asked himself and asked people.
这个问题是问他自己也问其他人。
But then he gave an answer, so I press on.
他在这时候他给出了一个答案，就是我竭力的去寻求。
So not already obtained, but I press on.
不是我已经得着了，而是我竭力的去追求。
Not good enough. Not good enough.
没有足够好。
So he says, Christ took hold of me.
基督得着了我。
Before I take hold of what Christ wanted me to.Obtain.
而是我的，在我得着基督之，在我得着或者可以得着基督，所以让我得着的。
Yeah. In Chinese, it's a little difficult. But in English, it's very obvious because in past tense and present tense.
在中文好像看起来会比较不那么容易理解。那么在英文可能就在哪 ？Sorry.
It's a.
In 十二节到。
Verse 12.
在十二节的内容。
So the it also the follow up with the first point that I am more I have more.
在这儿他提到说我有更好的更多的。
Yeah. But then I still press on.
但是我仍然去竭力的去寻求。
So not already obtained, but I press on.
我没有，我并不是我已经得着了，而是我还仍然在竭力的寻求。
Because Christ has to took me before I can take him or take what he want me to get.
而是我还没而是神，我还没有得着神神给我预备的，或者神希望我得着的。
Now that's a pause.Situation that when he introduced himself to the church of Philippines.
这就是他为菲律比教会所
introduce his background to the church.
他就是介绍他的背景菲律比教会的。
But then when we come to the third point.
我们来到第三个部分。
One thing to do.
只有一件事。
So besides his background, and he's telling people about his present.
除了他要说的，他已经有的他的 background, 他的背景。
One thing he did, or one thing he keep doing, is to press on.
他有这一件事情，他已经做的或者他正在做的就是竭力的寻求。
Yeah, it is on verse 12. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, But I press on to take hold of that of which Christ Jesus took me off.
这不是说我已经得着了，我已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。
That's the key or that's the secret that Paul has a successful life.
这就是这个最重要的和他的的秘诀，他的一生的成功的秘诀。
He owned quite a lot already.
他已经得到很多了。
But he doesn't feel that's good enough.
但他并不觉得这是足够好的。
So he pressed on.
所以他仍然在向着就是竭力的去追求。
Pressed on for his goal.
他仍然他的向着他的标杆直跑。
Pressed on, we had someone share in the other book Hebrews.
他也是在竭力的寻求在也是在希伯来书十二章一节所提到的。
In the book of Hebrews, there's a chapter 12, verse 1 also mentioned about press on.
在希伯来书十二章一节里也提到了这样子一个竭力的去寻求。
In a different wording.
在一个不同的一个
用语。
不同的一个用语。
In Hebrews chapter 12, it says,Let us run with preservation, the race marked out for us.
在希伯来书十二章一节里提到存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
So I highlight the three phrases there, three words there.
所以我把三个词语给它提亮了。
This is the reason for Paul to keep.Pressing on.
这就是保罗他竭力追求的一个原因。
And there's a race that he ran for.
他有一个他要奔的一个路程。
And it's run with perseverance. 忍耐。
就是他要存心忍耐。
If there's a race that will related to training and discipline.
这是一个要
If there's a race, there's a competition, then we have to talk about training and discipline.
如果有一个我们要奔的一个路程的话，那我们需要我们需要去训练我们自己和
自律。
Mm-hmm.
And then when we run, we have to spend efforts.
当我们在奔这个路程的时候，我们要付出努力。
So after training and self-discipline, you also that we have to put effort in this.
在我们有的训练和和自律之后，我们要
用力量的去奔跑。
我们要用力奔跑。
Okay, and when we run, when we spend effort, there's a perseverance that we have to keep up.
当我们奔跑的时候，我们需要存心的忍耐。
Okay. So it comes to another Bible verse, or come to another point of Paul's success.
这就来到了另外一个章节，我们要保罗要得到的这样子一个。
It's mentioned in Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25.
是在哥林多前书九章二十五节。
In the Bible, it says, everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last. But we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and my mind.Make it myself slave so that after I have preached to others. So it is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 25 and 26. Maybe when you can read for us in Chinese.
哥林多前书九章二十五节到二十六节，这儿说到，凡教力争胜的，诸事都有节制，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的， 我是攻克己身，叫我27节，我要攻克己身，叫我服，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
好， thus we can relate the First Corinthian verse to the verse in Philippians.
这就是我们可以让就是比较哥林多前书9:25和腓立比书在这3:14所讨论的。
We just mentioned about training, discipline, spend effort, and be patient.
这就提到了要有训练，要自律，然后也要付出努力。
And then in 1 Corinthians, Paul got a very detailed explanation of how we can achieve.
在哥林多前书的9:25-27，他提到了我们应该如何的去付出努力。
And then the reason is to get a crown of reward that lasts forever.
这个目的就是说我们要得到那种那个不能朽坏的一个奖赏。
We all serve our Lord in so many different aspects.
我们用各种不同的方式来敬拜我们的主。
How can we achieve the crown, the award that will last into the eternity?
我们应当如何才能得到那永不朽坏的奖赏？
Doesn't mean that we don't have to serve, but somewhat of serving, our service might not earn award into eternity. We serve in so many different ways.That we may not get award into eternity.
我们用这么多的形式去敬拜，但是我们可能没办法得到那就是持续到永恒的冠冕和奖赏。
So that's what we have to watch out.
这就是我们一定要非常的小心。
We serve the church. We serve the Lord.
我们服务这个教会，然后我们敬拜神。
We serve our brothers and sisters.
我们服务我们的弟兄姊妹。
But will those award go into eternity?
那这样子的可以这样子的崇拜可以让我们得到永恒的奖赏吗？
As the Lord will know, and you yourself will know.
神会知道，然后你自己应该也。
What's the motivation behind and why you do that?
你背后的背后
Why you do that?
Thank you. 背后的动机是什么？
So we can say this is in the real church life we have earthly award. During the church life.
在我们的教会的生命中，我们要
we can have.Earthly award.
我们可以得到属世的这样的一个奖赏。
But we also can have heavenly award.
我们也要希望得到来自上天的奖赏。
I'm not discouraging we to serve in the church. I'm not discouraging we to serve at church.
我并不
不是不鼓励大家。But I'm encouraged as to serve with a hearted aim at God. I'm not serving the church, not serving the people, but I'm serving the church, serving the people for God.
我们服务于我们的教会，我们敬拜我们的神，我们都是要或者我们服务我们的弟兄姊妹，是我们要以我们服务神为为基本的那个基础。
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, now that's one Bible verse and explain that. Though. So I'm going to ask Wenning to turn me to Psalm 139. Psalm 139, verse 23. Only one verse. But it explains what we have talked about just now.
诗篇139:23.
When you can read it for them.
Okay. 他说神呢、啊、求你鉴察我知道我的心思试炼我知道我的意念。
One more word, 24.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有引导我走永生的道路。
That's the difference because we have to ask the Lord to search ourselves. It says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxiety and anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. The warning has just read to us. But the key is in the last phase.And lead me in the way everlasting.
就是我刚才已经读的二十三节和二十四节的内容。但是最重要的就是说，最后一句就是引导我走永生的道路。
So may our Lord help us to serve Him with a heart that target and doing God's will.
我们求神来帮助我们来 帮助我们让我们走引导我们走这样子的道路而且按照他的旨意。
So going back to the book of Philippians chapter 3.
我们回到腓立比书第三章。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
This is our verse for today.
这就是我们今天的经文。
Says press on toward the goal.
让我们竭力寻让我向着标杆直奔。
To win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
去得到神在耶稣基督里派从上面派我来的奖赏。
Yep, that's the key. That's I mentioned about the past tense and the present tense. 过去we have to have our Lord took hold of us.
我们要有用要神来得着我
，so that we can take hold of what Christ has want us to achieve。
所以我们才能得到神想让我们所得着的。
So it's very clear in the Chinese version that you can read over and over, read three times, and you will get the meaning of the Bible verse。
这是在中文这样子一个翻译里面，我们可以。一直读读到好多遍，然后去得到去理解他的意思。
It's not to get what I want, it's to get what Christ want me to get.
不是去得到我想得到的得到的，而是要得到神想让我得到的。
And then it's the Christ call me to get a heavenly award.
是神让我所的希望我得到的从天而来的这样子一个奖赏。
It's not that Christ wants me to get the earthly award.
这不是神要我得到的在世上的奖赏。
You might get compliment from the brother and sister in church. 赞赏。
我们或许能得到在教会里得到弟兄姊妹的赞赏。
But the real compliment is from above.
但是。真正的奖赏是从上而来的。
So I'm going to conclude my preaching now.
所以我们要得到来到最后的。
We do it to get a crown that will last forever.
我们确实要得不能坏的冠冕。
It's a more the obvious, easy expression that Paul put it in 1 Corinthians rather than Philippians.I'm sorry, it's too long. this is more simple in 1 Corinthians.
在哥林多前书的这一章，它是它的解释的会更清楚一些。
It's straightforward.
是更直接的。
It's not like that in Book of Philippians, we have to think about it and go into the argument.
而不像在腓立比书里面，它就是可能更比较不是那么容易理解一些。
So we do it to get a crown that will last forever.
所以我们要我们要得那不能坏的冠冕。
Not an earthly award.
不是在属世的这样子的奖赏。
So this year we our church have Howard that's the four elements are into the different time frame.
有四个不同的 有四个不同的方面，有三个不同的时态。
Yeah, we can see from from Paul that this is something past or we obtained already.
在这里保罗提到说，在过去我们是已经得到的。
He has more.
他有更多的
This is mentioned in the chapter three, the chapter chapter three, verses eight.
这是在第三章第八节提到的。
And then the verse 12 is also not that to be.
在三章十二节提到这不是说怎么。
Three, and then he has to press on.
那现在他就说又提到说他要竭力的去追求。
And it's press onto the goal.
他要向着目标直奔。
And then when he run, he's run with training, discipline.
当他向着这个目标奔跑的时候，他要有他的训练，还要有他的自律。
And put an effort.
他要付出努力。
And then run with perseverance. 忍耐。
他要有他的，就是在这个run奔跑有他的保持这样这个忍耐去追求。
And make sure that, I'm sorry. Make sure that he's get the true, the real prize from above.
确保他得到那个真正的从上而来的奖赏。
This year the church theme will help us to obtain the prize from above.
今年教会的主题就是得到从上而来的。
If we all strive for that, we're going to have a word from heaven.
如果我们都竭力的去争取、去寻求，那么我们就会得到从上而来的奖赏。
It says, "Salvation made known to our community."
这个是说我们就是说把我们的救恩传到传给我们的社区。
Yeah, the community doesn't mean that.The neighborhood or the compounds that we're living in is the people that we get in contact daily.
这个社区不是说我们所居住的附近，而是说我们每天都能接触，包括我们每天都能接触的人。
Our social life.
social
life, 我们社交生活。
还有世界上的
Our social life that the people we contact every day. The people we contact.
我们每天都会接触到的，每天接触到的，各样的人。
Including your neighbor.
也包括你的邻居。
But it's also our relative, your family.
也包括你的
relative and family.
你的亲戚和你的家人。
Your colleague that you work every day in the office.
你的你工作的同事。
What is your community?
什么是你的这样子个社区？
Make salvation known to them.
让这样子个救恩都能传到他们。
So we have another different expression in Chinese and English. English culture, in Chinese is 广传福音。
我们有这样英文和中文的两种不同的，在中文就是广传福音。
Yeah, I spend some time to figure out, or how shall I put it in Chinese and English? I spend some time to figure out how we put it into different language.
我花了一些时间去怎么样把它都用中文和英文都表达出。
Yeah, I don't want to translate into English just literally, just by the word. So I have to translate into the culture, the context.
我试图用
那个文化背景去翻译出来哈。
对。
So you may feel the salvation make known to our community.
我们会需要让这个救恩被我们周围的我们所认识的人，包括我们的社区的人都知道。
Yeah.And then the personal goal is to let us understand people need the Lord.
我们个人的目标是，我们的目标是让周围的人都知道 我们人们都需要主。
So that's why we have to take them, bring them to the salvation.
这就是我们为什么要领他们到神的救恩。
It's not because I want to take people to the Lord.
并不是因为我想让人把人带到神的面前。
It's people need the Lord.
而是因为人们都需要主。
If I said, I want to bring people to the salvation, I did it.
如果我是说我要把人带到这个救恩面前，我这样做了。
You might just get earthly award.
你只能得到属世的奖赏。
Because the motivation is I want to bring people to the Lord.
因为你的动机是我要把人带到神的面前，带到救恩的面前。
But the heavenly award is that you see people's need, you bring people's soul into the Lord's salvation.
而从上而来的这样子奖赏是我们把人我们了解到人们都需要主，然后把他们的灵魂带到神的面前。
Yeah, good translation. Yeah, okay. I'll make it clear. I have one Bible verse I didn't prepared in my sermon, but. When you get into the book of Romans chapter 10.
我们翻到罗马书的第十章。
It's verse 9. Chapter 10 verse 9.
第十章第九。第十章第九节。
时间到了，那个 alarm， OK， 他们有人去看了，我们就不用管哈。OK，
好，我们看罗马书第十章第九节。
That alarm, the alarmist, this is a very important Bible verse we have to take care of.
因为我们要找这样子一个章节，所以这个 alarm 是很重要的，给我们提供的事情。
Verse 9 says so.
第九节。
I have to find in my English Bible. You read the Chinese verse.
我先读。OK， 第十章第九节，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, then you believe with your heart God raised him from the dead.But then this is the reason we preach the gospel. But in verse 14,
这就是我们在十四节
it said, can they call on the one that have not believed in it? And how can they believe in the one of the whom they not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? And it is written.How beautiful are those feet of those who bring good news?
然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美！
The alarm, alarmist, there's a couple and how? 怎能？
第九章。
And how? 怎么能？
怎么能才？
So then you can see the sequence.
我们可以看到这样子一个次序。
It's not starting from we preach the gospel.
不是从我们传道开始。
Paul said, "How can they be saved?"
保罗提到说他们如何才能得救
If they haven't heard of the gospel, how can they be saved?
如果他们都没有听到福音，他们怎么才能被得救呢？
How can they hear the gospel if no one preach?
他们怎么才能听，如果没有人去传道，他们怎么才能听到这个福音呢？
How can people preach if there's no one being sent?
如果没有人
被差遣，
如果没有人被差遣，那么怎么能去传道呢
？So we can see Paul in Romans chapter 10, the sequence is not starting from church or Christian. He's starting from those people need the salvation.
我们可以在罗马书第十章看到说它是有一个次序的，就是说不是说从我们传道开始，而是从人们需要这样子一个救恩开始。
So may the Lord help us all grab onto our church theme of 2020.
求神来帮助我们在2020年这样子一个主题。
Grab onto the theme and grab onto the personal goal.
抓住这样子的主题，抓住我们的目标。
广传福音 is salvation made known to our community.
广传福音就是
salvation made known to our community.
就是让我们的社区都知道这样子一个救恩。
And our personal goal is 领人归主 is based on people need the Lord.
我们个人的目标就是领人归主，让人了解到他们都需要主。
感谢主。谢谢。